Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.
Peace and blessings, family. Hermina Shabazz here, host of Voice of Black Star on EPRN, where I host programs about the awakening taking place amongst African Americans and how it is affecting us according to Scripture, i.e. the Bible. I would love to conversate with like minds, spreading the word and preparing brothers and sisters for what's to come in these last days. If you would like to put in the armor of Yah and resurrect your brethren with your portion, please email me, MinaShazz at gmail.com. That's MinaShazz, MinaShazz at gmail.com. Are you a black business owner looking to network and have your business advertised? Well, look no further. Voice of Black Star on EPRN is moving in the same direction and love to work and grow with you. Email me, MinaShazz at gmail.com for further details on strengthening our community mentally, spiritually, and economically. Do you promote the Most High in rhythm and song? Do you have lyrics and beats to vibrate dry bones? If so, Voice of Black Star is looking to promote you on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. For further details, email me, MinaShazz at gmail.com to get started today. Peace and blessings, family! Fall is approaching. Are you ready for fall in love with your skin this season by using the world's creamiest shea butter? Absolutely Fabulous Shea Soufflé has you covered from head to toe. Visit your local beauty supply or afshea.com today. That's afshea.com, afshea.com.
Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man,
listen now what Paul said, but if any man
draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in.
No pleasure.
Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in?
Dear Mr. President, I heard that you don't really love us. No, we the chosen, and your job is to try to corrupt us. Want us to suffer, but the Father, he keeping us covered. Under his mercy, we are waking up, it's almost over. Telling my people to repent, learn to be sober, study the ways. Understand it's a curse, and we had to be slaves. Breaking all the laws we would give. All the ones that'll be protected are those who know they're the children, so they obey. Walk to those with no faith, a part of his spirit, and so we can't be erased. Therefore, we gotta get it right or get tossed in the lake. Picture brimstones touching your face, it's too real, ain't it? The torture got me motivated, I don't wanna burn. Know it's a better place to go, and I gotta learn. Humble myself, I'm strengthening my spirit. Gotta turn down the flesh to even hear it. Do you feel it? Put my faith in God, blessed to be breathing. Even though at times it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my trust in God, blessed to be breathing. Even though at times it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in?
The fact of the matter is that this life is a battle. We're being chastised now with a spiritual powder. How you expect to go to war with no ammo? You better think about it. Like the nation of Rambos, even the king rider. Gotta disarm us before we unify. Identify each other as brothers and come to genocide. Let's ride, Israelite pride. And the Bible is my 45. Studying the scriptures, getting closer to the Most High. Tell me who wanna bang out with the highest power without him. You dirt cheap, like a drinking happy hour. This goes out to all the non-believers. Y'all a bunch of cowards, y'all too busy being wicked, letting pork and pig defy. I wake up confessing, knowing I'm wrong. I don't deserve to live, I am not worthy of him. So I thank him every day that I wake and see that I live. Ain't nothing fake, I'm in the war, you scared to come out the crib.
Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed to be breathing. Even though at times it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my trust in God, blessed to be breathing.
You gotta draw a line, pick a side, strapped in for the bride. Grace means you survived. A lot of Jew, they ain't alive. Pain thorn in my side, strain worn, born to thrive. Chains on, tossed aside, drain mourn from genocide. Who do you believe in? Set it off like Stephen. Soon as we go to preaching, they coming for your breathing. Is it heaven that you seeking, or folly that you speaking? The foe steady peaking, the spirit steady leading. Abba is one and he won't change. Even Aaron's sons burn from the strange flames. So what is you talking about? We struggling, we feel pain. Cause we curse now, we struggle with the real name. A higher forgive us. Our arms is present, but we still lame. We some lions trapped and captive and we still tame.
Most High. Three, they are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Four, have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat of my people as they eat bread? And called not upon thy power of higher?
Peace and blessings, family. Beautiful skin begins with AFSHA Soufflé. Visit your local beauty supply or health food store today to explore many scents such as strawberry mango, cherry, lemongrass, and baby, just to name a few. Our website is open 24 hours for your convenience. AFSHASoufflé.com. Please allow 7 to 10 business days for delivery. That's AFSHA.com. AFSHEA.com. Are you a Black business owner looking to expand your audience and clientele? Voice of Black Star can help with promoting your ads during our broadcast, aired every Friday on EPRN, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Not only is the Voice of Black Star here to help awaken souls to Abba Yah, but to support our brothers and sisters expand their business or businesses. Email me, Hermina Shabazz, at minashaz@gmail.com. That's minashaz@gmail.com. Thank you for being a supporter of Voice of Black Star on EPRN. He sent blessings, family. Welcome, 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 welcome. I pray that you are going to your Shabbat with song and praise, even in this time of wickedness. Yes, it's wickedness going on right now, family, a bunch of it. But there's nothing we can do about it but go along with it, because this is what the Most High has planned. He has planned for us to be here right now. So you have to endure. This is where the endurance come in. This is where the Most High talks about endurance. And this evening we're going to read Revelation chapter 13. You know, to catch up on some things. We're just going to read, because right now that's where we are. We're in the book of Revelation. The Most High did tell us that, you know, we were a chosen people. Abba Yah, Christ, Yeshua set us apart to be a chosen people, okay? Yes, Gentiles can definitely come in. They repent of their ways and begin to follow the rules and the laws and the commandments which was given to Israel to spread upon the world. Because that was our job. We were to spread this upon the world. But to our people first. Because the Most High judged us first. And now the other nations are about to get what they have coming. Who participated in the slave trade. And deal with the wickedness of the world. And deal with Satan's world. Because right now this is where we are. We are in Satan's world. And I know a lot of people don't understand the situation we're in. Or where we at. But this is Satan's land right now, family. That's where we are. And are you prepared for it? Because a lot of us are not prepared. And it's beyond the fleshly prepared. You have to be spiritually prepared. And that's a mental thing. That's dealing with your heart and your true belief in the Most High power. Do you have a true belief in Him? And right now I'm speaking to the children of Israel, because we need to pull our act together. Because at the end of the day, this is about us. This is about us. It's about wrapping it all up and the Most High taking back His land that He created in the very beginning with our forefather Adam and our foremother Eve. We're about to go back there, family. Okay, we're about to get to the righteousness, the real righteousness. I can't wait. I hope you're excited. Because all this right here is going to be gone. And a new beginning will happen. We will have our land. The righteous will have land. And live in holy, in peace, real peace. Because they who say there's peace right now lie. They lie to you. Let's read 1 Peter 2:9, because we need to keep reiterating this in our heads, family. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praise of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Remember what peculiar was. In my last broadcast, I did peculiar, and it was purchased people. You are purchased people. The Most High has said he has claimed us, the Most High. Do we understand what does that mean? To be claimed by the holiest of holy, the one who created all things, the one who allows all things to happen, who can change all of this with a snap of a finger? Family, this is serious. We need to show respect, praise, show praise of him, the virtues. Show the virtues, family. Show the righteousness that the Most High has. Because that's what the commandments were for, to show us how to live on this planet, how to live on this earth. Deuteronomy 7, 6 and 7. Deuteronomy 7, verse 6 to 7. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God has chosen thee to be a special people unto himself, above all people that are on the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor chose you, because ye were more in number than any people, for ye were the fewest of all people. So the Most High is going to show, he's going to show the world what he can do with just a little bit. Remember, he told Moses that he'll start off with him, because he was so frustrated with Israel. He was so frustrated with his people he had chosen. To let you know that the Most High does get upset. He get angry. We are allowed to get angry, family. We are allowed to get angry, but do not show forth your wrath. That is his power. That's his might. We pray to him on it. And we let him handle it. So we do not commit murder. We do not commit any types of crimes and things like that, family, because the Most High did not bring us here to be that way. That's his right and his power to do. He controls everything. He is Lord of Lords. But let's read. Come on, family. Let's read. And we're going to read Revelation 13. Let's get started. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up on the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horns ten crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy, the names of blasphemy. Okay, these are all the wicked nations that's going on right now, family. The book is being used to describe this wicked nation, these wicked peoples, in a very flamboyant way. You see, a very creative way, so you can see what's really going on, family. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And the dragon gave these beasts, these nations, their power, family. The dragon, which we have yet to see personally, but he's around. His deeds are definitely going throughout the earth right now. We have wars, rumors of wars. People are not having love for one another no more. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wandered after the beast. Okay? And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwelleth in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. So right now the dragon, he's ruling right now, family. That's what this is all about. he's ruling right now. One of the nations that he had going kind of got a little wounded a little bit. But they came back. And this is where we are today. Can you understand that? You feel that one? Okay. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose name was not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. So if your name is written with the Most High Power, then you have no chance with him. That means you have taken a side. This is the wheat and the tares, family. That's what's happening. The wheat and the tares. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. Wow, family. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. And that's what they're afraid of. And that's what's happening right now. They know what's about to take place. They, meaning the powers that be, that are ruling, you know, the dragons, serpents, and the beasts and stuff. It's them. Get it? All right, let's go. Let's go. And it says, yeah. Okay. That's how you start to why you're Anyway, but we definitely have to make sure that we have to make sure this is the thing. Well, let's keep going. Let's keep reading. Let's keep reading. And it says, let's read. It says, if any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. Because that killeth with the sword must be killed with the word, with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. So family, we can keep going again. Let's try it again. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, which names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the word of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword, make he kill with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. Let me see all this right here. And I held another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon, and he exercises all the power of the first beast before him, and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. Okay, and he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down for heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast which had the womb by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life under the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that, as any as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. You're listening, family? Are you listening? And listen to what's being said, family. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or say or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 600, 66. So you see what's happening, family? You see what's happening? So you hear what's going on. It says, he that leaveth continue here. You hear 13, first Revelation 13, and that's going to be number 10. It says, he that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. Hear that, family? So we have the dragon and we have the beast doing things, family. And there's a lot of things that are happening, a lot of things that are going on. And it's very important that we get it all together, family. We have a lot of work to do. A lot of work to do. We're going to keep going with Revelation, the book of Revelation, because this is the end. This is where we're at, family. We're in the last going. We're in the last days. And we must be ready, family. We must be ready. But I did want to kind of take Revelation 13, verse 10. Let's do math. Let me check out math 26. Matthew 26, 52. Let's read this real fast. What we got, family, because it's so important. Because like I said, we're in the last days, the last few days. We must pull ourselves together. And again, this is going to be Matthew 26, 52. So 26 and 52. And it reads, it says, then said Jesus unto him, put up again thy words into his place, for all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Let me make sure I'm right on that. 26. Mm-hmm. Interesting. In Genesis 9, 6. Interesting, family. There's so much going on. So much going on. And here in our last days, family. We're in our last days. Are you ready? Are you ready? It's going to be Genesis chapter 9 and verse 6. Let's read that. It says, whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed, for in the image of God made he man. Okay. Hear that, family? So are you ready, family? Are you ready? Are you excited? Keep going. Get understanding. But we have next, we have Revelation verse 14. Revelation 14, that's in our Bible. We're going to keep it going, family. For some reason, that Revelation is serious. Revelation is very, very, very serious. And we need to take our time to get this book read. Get understanding. It's important and it's so dire that we handle our business that comes to these books. Again, thank you, family, and we also have coming up our getting ready for our group coming up really soon, to know that it's time for Passover, Passover, Tuesday, April 4th, the day of Passover, okay? And it's from April 4th through April 12th, I'm sorry. So thank you again for listening. And I pray that you have a blessed, blessed day. And I look forward to seeing you again the next Friday. Peace.